Okay, happy camp time so far? Happy so far?
Yeah.
Good, that's good. The key is communication, talking to each other. It would be horrible to be by yourself. Feel better to just go home. You just want to go home. Much better to mingle, to talk with one another. We're just going to play a quick communication game. It basically goes like this. What I want you to do is find others in this room who have the same birthday month as you, and I want to see which birthday month has the most. So to do this, you're going to have to communicate. Okay? Break up. Go. Maybe if you have birthdays that fall on the same day, they're the winners. Oh, you got two?
Yeah.
Okay, anyone else have birthdays fall on three? Okay, well. Okay, so I've forgotten what, November? Come on down. Oh, you got three. Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was impossible to be, but it's not. Three and three, so how should we... Okay, you're both winners. Okay, come on down and get a prize. A prize. Oh, the whole team.
And you sixes...
Thank you. Okay, well done, everybody. So to play that communication game, communication really matters. You needed people to shout out months, take some leadership, pull people over, and others to share their birthday month. Well done. Communication really, really matters. There are three types of communications. There's verbal, we speak. There's non-verbal, body language, fold your arms, things like that. I believe written as well is another form of communication. It really, really matters. Now, if anyone is going to have a relationship with God, what we need is God to speak. And the good news is God has spoken. In fact, it is central to who he is. And so we pick it up in Hebrews chapter 1, and we see that in the past, in verse 1, in the past, God spoke to his ancestors through the prophets. And so these are people in the Old Testament, such as Daniel, Elijah, Ezekiel, people such as that in the Old Testament. Moses is a big one, people such as that. He spoke in many ways, in various ways at many times. And these are recorded in the Old Testament. Okay, so we see that clearly. But in these last days, so the last days is since Jesus' resurrection, right up until now. Okay, in these last days, Hebrews chapter 1 makes it very clear that God has spoken through his son, Jesus. And so we have his words in the Bible. And so we know about Jesus in the New Testament. You know, we read the Gospels, for example. We find out all about Jesus and the words he spoke. So God speaks to us through Jesus and then his apostles in the New Testament and the Word of God in the New Testament, but also the Old Testament prophets. So, for example, a well-known one is in Isaiah 53, where it talks about Jesus. It says, "Surely he took our pain and bore our suffering." And so God speaks to us through his son, Jesus. And so we ask, what did he say about Jesus? And Hebrews spells this out in verses 2 to 4. And so he says, and these are very important things. It says about God says about Jesus that he has been appointed heir of all things. So heir of all things means he owns all things. He inherited all things. Now, most of us are happy enough just to own a mobile phone, but Jesus owns all things on the planet. And it's through him, Jesus, so remember God is speaking to us because communication matters. It is through Jesus in whom God made the universe. So Jesus is God, Jesus made the universe. So the theme this weekend is Jesus is greater than everything on the planet. In fact, Jesus is greater than everything in the universe because he made the universe. And then he is also the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation, which is our memory verse this weekend. And I'm going to ask you in talk three if anyone learnt the verse three, the memory verse, which is on the second page of your booklet and here as well. And you get a prize for that. But that's in talk three, that's tomorrow. Jesus is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of his being. So basically how it works is if you hold a mirror in front of yourself, what do you see? You see yourself. Jesus, if he were to hold a mirror in front of himself, what does he see? He sees God. And so if anybody wants to discover God, people say, I need to find God. Where is God? How do I find God? We go to the pages of the Bible and we look at Jesus, who he is, what he has done. We find God. That's how we do it. That's how God designed it. That's why Jesus came into this world and became a man, so we can see him as fully man and we can see him as fully God, and that's how we find God. And that's the Holy Spirit opens our thinking, illuminates our thinking, so we can see God when we look at Jesus. So very, very important. And so Jesus, you can see Jesus is superior here, okay? He sustains all things by his powerful word. So he keeps even all things, including he keeps all the planets rotating around the sun. He stops Mars from crashing into Earth, which is quite helpful. We don't want that happening. He provided purification for sin. So if anybody in this room is struggling with their conscience, you've done something and you need forgiveness, you need somebody to clear your conscience, we go to Jesus. He purifies us from all our sins. He clears our conscience. He frees our spirit. He gives us the freedom we're searching for. He gives us the peace. Jesus. He sat down at the right hand of the Father, resurrection, ascension, sat down. He rules. He's alive. Now, the one that mattered most to the original audience in the book of Hebrews was this, it appears. This was their situation. The author goes on and says that Jesus, he is superior. I think the next slide. He is superior to the angels. Now, when we think of angels, we think of things such as, like, if anyone knows about Doctor Who, weeping angels, or old detective show, Charlie's Angels, or Guardian Angels, or if you're into baseball, there's the LA Angels and all. That's what we're thinking of in terms of angels. But back then, the original audience of the Hebrews, they were thinking of the angels were the one, they gave the law. And so God gave it to the angels who brought it down to Moses. And this is recorded in various spots in the Bible. So for example, in the New Testament, in Acts chapter 7, the author talks about the receiving of the law given through the angels. So you can see God gave the law through the angels to Moses, such as the Ten Commandments. And so they thought of the angels and they thought, yeah, the angels are a big deal. For us, not so much, but back then the angels are a big deal. And so the author, it was necessary that the author would spell out that Jesus is superior to the angels. And then that's why we go from verse 5, we continue on and we have some examples where he quotes the Old Testament. So if you turn in your book to page 15, we're just going to run through these. You can see how, you can see the big idea where the author is spelling out how superior Jesus is to the angels. So verse 5. For to which of the angels did God ever say, you are my son, today I have become your father? Which is a reference to Psalm 2. We won't look it up, just it is. So basically the answer to that is none. And then verse 6. And again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels worship him, because you don't worship somebody inferior, you worship that the one who is superior. Jesus is superior. And then he goes on in verse 7, which is a reference to Psalm 104. In speaking of the angels, he says, he makes his angels spirits and his servants flames of fire. And then down to verse 14, are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? So the angels still have a job to do, he's saying. Serve those, kind of like guardian angels, serve those who will inherit salvation and flames of fire, etc. They still have a job to do, but Jesus is superior. And then talks about Jesus in the end of verse 8. A scepter of justice, he will be the scepter of your kingdom. And then we go to 9, second half of 9. Therefore God, your God, has set you above your command, companion. So Jesus is above the creation, above heaven. He is the right hand of the Father. He is above, he is superior. And then very quickly, from 10 to 13, Jesus laid, in the beginning of the Lord, you laid the foundations of the earth. So this is a reference to Psalm 102. I'm moving through this very quickly, but hopefully you get the big picture. So even though the foundations of the earth will perish like socks or a garment, he will remain the same, which is a reference to Psalm 110. You can see how both Old Testament and New Testament speak of Jesus. He will remain the same. So basically, Jesus is superior to the angels. Including superior to everything else on this planet or everything else in the universe. So what should we do? If the author to the Hebrews is spelling out how superior Jesus is, what should we do? Well, it's pretty obvious. We need to listen to Jesus. Make sure we are listening to Jesus. You know, there are many voices in our society. Phone, internet, podcasts, radio, TV, that are fighting for our attention. Many voices, many battles, and there's been a lot of casualties. It's probably people we know that maybe they grew up in the church, grew up listening to Jesus, but now there are other things that are more important, other voices that are more important, and they've stepped away, drifted away. So it happens. It's a battle. There's a fight for our attention. And there's been some casualties. Many of us know about that. This passage is telling us clearly that the voice of Jesus is superior to the angels, everything on the planet, everything in the universe. His voice promises peace. Every year at Christmas time, people cry out, peace on earth. And it's a good thing to cry out. But we don't seem to get there, do we? So we want to hear it. It's important to hear it, but we don't seem to get there. War, conflict continues. But Jesus, he promises us peace with us, reconciled to God, and peace for eternity, which gives us hope even in a world filled with war and conflict. So Jesus, his voice is superior. He promises us purpose. This morning in our prayer devotion, we were reading Psalm 40 and verse 5. Very quickly, just turn to... go back a few pages to prayer hour and have a look. Can someone read out verse 5 for us? Saturday prayer hour. So we look at the line in this, things that you have planned for us. So his voice is superior. He has purpose for our lives. And also he promises us eternity. And so it is important that we listen to Jesus. In fact, prayer begins with listening. Sometimes we might think that prayer is about us talking, but it begins with listening. The idea is we listen to God's word. His word shapes our thinking, fills our mind, shapes our thinking, and enables us to know and how to pray. And so prayer begins with listening. And we know often we do. We give out our ideas, but we know that we ought to be silent also and listen to God. In fact, the word silent has the same letters as the word listen, if you think about it. Listen and silent. And maybe there's a reason for that. To listen, you've got to be silent. And then we're able to listen, and then we know better what to pray. And so it's important that, and Hebrews spells this out many times, about paying attention to what Jesus says to us, listening, learning from others. So let me ask you, how's it going listening to Jesus? You know, there are many distractions in this world. Do you think that his voice is superior to every voice on this planet? I know we live in a society, a lot of people don't think that. But as Christians, we are called to see his voice as superior. To hear his voice as superior. I mean, I think of even people in our church, people we know, won't name anybody, not just this English church, but I'm thinking of the wider congregational church here in Campsie Chinese. And we think of many people who could have done a lot of great things or headed down certain paths, but because Jesus is Lord and they wanted to listen to him, they made certain sacrifices to serve other people. That's an example of people who hear the voice of Jesus and know that his voice is superior. It's happening all around the world with lots of Christians everywhere, and it's what we're called to do. And it's very important. So what we're going to do now is have our first discussion group. So it's pretty hot out there.